When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's really happening. Finally, tennis trauma has been on television. I feel like I've done an entire podcast about tennis trauma. I've never felt more seen than when somebody's trauma was about tennis. Oh, okay. Oh, somebody's very erotic. It's a very erotic hump day.
I'm not thinking about tennis anymore.
Oh my God, with you like bucking your hips and making eye contact at me.
Tennis balls went away, didn't they?
I got so grossed out. Hello, welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Artem Reen, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. Yes, it's coming to you late because I worked with the Muppets yesterday, which is so exciting, but even more exciting, this combo.
Flex.
You guys, this is the flex. Who's in my garage right now? I would say this is the man, like, love affair, the man friendship that happened, started five and a half years ago.
A simpler time.
You don't say. In so many ways. In so many ways. You don't say. Yeah. And yet, like, I would say this is the strongest friendship that has happened. And we've had a lot of friendships happen.
Yeah.
I feel like you have the strongest connection, these two guests.
You think we have the strongest connection?
Do you disagree?
We've never gotten together outside of this.
I just invited you to go play
you
golf.
You did. He did just invite me to play golf.
All right.
So what kind of horrible connections have you created?
Oh,
no one has ever gotten together outside of this.
You know what? I'm very bad at friendship. You know that. I'm a very unreliable friend. I've never had a meal with any of my friends. How dare you act like people should get together outside of the realm of something that's like being recorded?
I've never gotten together with anybody, but I dream. I keep thinking somebody's going to be like, hey, Steve, what are you doing now?
Speaking of a dream, this is a man who you might know. What's your weirdest credit?
What?
What's your weirdest IMDb credit?
It's not an IMDb credit, but I did a Playboy Channel short.
Wow. I'm sorry.
And you don't want to say the word short.
With Playboy. I'm sorry. What was it? Was it
Playboy or Playgirl?
Playboy.
Okay.
And I got into like it
Will
was
you
a
miss
short,
May?
It was a short comedy thing, and I got into a bed with her, and it was a joke thing, and she was it seemed like she was medicated, and she was very sweaty, and I got uncomfortable,
and that's how we met.
And that's the weirdest thing. I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, my co-star from the short, the Bat-Smith Playboy, also my co-star from Working. You know him from Seinfeld. He's a brilliant stand-up comedian. And, like, I consider him my like my relative.
Or your muse.
I consider him my muse. He's my acting coach. Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Heitner.
Oh, so nice of you. It's been a while. We had the pandemic and everything.
We sure did. Yeah. We? You don't say. I didn't notice that. Yeah, things have just been smooth sailing over here.
I'm excited to be back with the Arden Marine and doing the experience. I'm excited to talk about The Bachelorette because I have thoughts and feelings.
Great. Also with us is a man who has thoughts and feelings because he's deep in the machine. And I mean the machine of the podcast. We love him so much. He is our favorite. He's fucking hilarious. You're the host of a new Hulu show.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Best in Dough.
Best in Dough?
Yeah.
You're a good cook, aren't you?
I am pretty good. Even though I was cast on a show called Worst Cooks in America.
I know that, but I felt like that was sort of like you were the ringer.
It's the magic of TV.
Did you win?
Yeah, I beat Johnny Bananas.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Who is known for winning challenge reality shows.
Yep. Wow.
So that was a little feather in my cap.
And was he cool about it, or could you tell he actually cared?
He cared. We both cared at the end.
I would want to win. I mean, competitive.
Well, there was money involved and everything, and so we both wanted to win.
$13 million?
$13.5 million.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from Paradise. You know him as the bartender in Bachelor in Paradise. Ladies and gentlemen, Wells Adams!
Thank you.
Also with us is the production team. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Tana Anna Haryana Dana. Mittens Marine Haryana. Mittens Marine Hosnier. Hello, Haryana. How are you?
Haryana is hilarious.
Haryana. How are you, Dana?
I'm lovely. Lovely. Thank you for having me.
Look how tan Wells is.
I know. I can tell someone was at a beach.
Are you going to get tan when we go to Rhode Island?
Oh, yeah. I'm going back to full Tana.
Oh, you got to be Tana. Yeah. We're going to go to the dump. Heitner's been to Rhode Island.
I went once. Yeah, you get me once. Yeah, I don't know if I'm. I don't know if I'm rushing back.
What?
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 It was lovely with the little fake fences on the beach. Look at that. Why would a fence be on the beach?
Okay, fair enough. Also with us today, a woman who understands fences on a beach, ladies and gentlemen, Katie Money Levine.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Guess what? You made Anna laugh. She's writing it down. She's writing it down.
Fence speech.
I've been in show business a long time. I don't want to brag. But, production rolls over so often, and we cannot get rid of these two broads.
Oh, no, we can't.
I know. They are solid. They are here.
They are here.
They are your team.
They're the women named by wings.
I know.
They're the most consistent thing in my life.
I think it's fantastic.
I've left them everything. Everything. I've left them everything.
Who gets the house?
Mittens.
Fair.
I'm going to leave it to Jesse Palmer.
Doesn't he have enough already?
Because he speaks, I'll say, believe me, he speaks French, but...
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, Jesse...
We get it, Pepe Le Pew.
That is a panty dropper when you start doing that. Whoa! Did the bee slide off?
Oh, comme ci, comme ça.
Jimmy Crack Corn.
Jimmy Crack
Corn. Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what that means.
Jimmy Crack. That's, is that French level 4?
It is.
Jimmy Crack Corn. Jimmy Crack Corn. Boom, the girl. Okay, here we are. They're going to split up. Gabby, how are you feeling overall about the season? Wells Adams.
It's tough because I feel like we were sold this bill of goods that, like, we're not going to pit the women together. We're not going to do that. They are championing one another. Women power.
Yeah, yes.
And I'm like, all right, great. Like,
great.
You got to do that. And I feel like... That's not happening.
Every turn, they just turn.
Someone's crying.
They put salt on that. They make it any cruel move they can do, they do.
Yeah.
And you know it's all by the producers.
Well, I don't know.
You can't say that, but I can.
Well, I think it's an inevitability if you do that, if you put two really pretty women going into all the same guys, they're going to fight.
We've seen Bachelorette Australia and New Zealand where there were two and they did not do this.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tana.
Very, very clear boundaries of who's for who.
From the beginning.
Yeah, well,
from the
beginning.
That's not fun. You wanted to... Isn't the idea for there to be friction, for there to be a TV show?
In America.
Yeah.
In America.
As soon as I heard they were doing it, I was like, that is fantastic. Nothing makes a woman feel more special than another woman. It just nails it down. It's all about me.
Also, now poor Rachel is gonna have like four suitors on like 10 weeks to go. Like, right. Is this gonna be a truncated season? Because once what's his name jumped ship, once the guy who had like the guy in the Rock outfit, turtleneck chain.
Yeah, Logan.
He's gonna what's
old
he?
The Rock.
Logan.
You know that picture.
Yeah. It's the best with the fanny pack.
The fanny pack. With the fanny pack. Beating up against the banister. Yeah.
I would love to see you in that.
Oh, that's not a problem.
This is not a problem.
Look, she's having a rough ride of it, man, with all the guys saying that they
I'm surprised because she's cute and cool.
My favorite thing of that episode was, though, when the guy would say, I'm sorry, my heart belongs to Gabby. And then what I loved was Jesse coming in and go, okay, I'm just going to have to take that.
Oh, my God.
Take that rose.
Take the rose.
And it was like, it got more awkward every time. It's getting weird, isn't it?
Oh, Jimmy Crackoon. I'm taking the rose.
Take the rose.
Literally, she had like one rose left, and now your final rose will be who's gonna about to propose because he took. I'm surprised. I mean, she seems like a really pretty, nice, cool lady. She's got a cool.
She's turning into a cop. Like all of a sudden, with all the news she gets, and then she comes firing into the room. Excuse me, Mr. So and So. I understand you've been running with scissors.
Watching your body like this.
Hey, I know she comes in. They should have music under it.
I have to say, I'm like, if there was ever a lesson in like, just play cool, even if you're freaking out, right. Fake it till you make it, honey. Just act, pretend you're confident. Just fake, do not, like, it's cool. I overall, it's like when I watched her freak out at the bottom, like, yeah, this is Gabby's date. Yeah. You're fighting for Gabby. It's okay that you're not also getting courted right now. This isn't your date. Like, it's okay. I just, like, don't let, when you're looking for reasons to prove that you're unworthy, you'll find right. them.
My favorite was the boxing thing.
Yeah.
Where she was like, there's this crazy thing where guys are going to be punching each other in the face, and she's like, why is no one looking at me?
Yeah.
You don't take your
these guys are
going to
punch
other.
Each other in the face.
Yeah.
We went to a romance. Lakers game. You guys were only watching Kobe. What is happening?
It's true.
Why are you not watching me? And also, the guys seem to get along this year, so they're going to watch their friends punch each other in the face.
Yeah. But the other thing, too, like, I wish that I had been, like, a producer on that show or like, been
me
Jesse
too.
And, like, walked in and was like, first of all, Gabby, this is not about you.
Rachel.
Yeah, sorry, Rachel. This isn't about you. This is not even your date.
That's
and
right.
The only reason why you're here, like, at this point, you should understand, like, how this machine works. The only reason why you and your guys are here is because we want audience members.
That's right.
Because there's no one on this ship,
ship.
To, like, cheer on
we're
this
in France.
Thing.
Let's exactly. get on a COVID so, right. ship.
Yeah.
And of course, the guys are like, they've figured out, and they're like, yeah, our deal is we're supposed to, like, cheer on, like, someone getting knocked out or something.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
Like, we're not going to try to steal any attention right. away from the other date.
You don't want to be the nurse that jumps the fence. Yeah. Like, and Claire's that, like, you don't want to, you know, you got to just be, it's not about you right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. And when she came in to go, like, scold all of them, they had no idea they had done anything wrong.
Yeah.
And they're like, lady, we were at the audience. What do you want us to do here?
Katie, what do you think?
Well, they didn't do anything wrong. It was just like, she just, like, got, I think she's just so in her head. It's really kind of sad to watch because it's like you're just watching her spiral.
I know. For no reason. I mean, there's times she had a reason last week with the rose ceremony. This is like,
I thought I missed something. I was like, did I miss something?
Don't look for evidence. Like when there's nothing happening, that's when you're already in your, when you're already like triggered or whatever, like then you're just any little thing. You're like,
also that she's already triggered is that she doesn't seem to me to be like particularly keen on anyone. Like because she's so triggered about being rejected, anybody who makes out with her, she's freaking delighted because I think she just is looking for that. Validation.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't seem like it's like, oh, I would really like him to kiss me. I just think right now she's just like, I need my ego back.
Yeah.
Anybody kissing me is good.
Well, we're going to get started. I'm going to put my goggles on. We're going to get started.
We're going to get started. I got 5 minutes left.
Okay.
I got a hard
get started.
Okay, so
I got
Nate,
cheese stick and water. I'm just getting started.
Nate says that. So Nate, they're all still in the mansion. Nate, who we like, is talking about Hayden saying some I loved his phrasing it. He said some untoward things about Gabby. He's a gentleman, Nate. We like Nate.
Yeah, he is.
And he's like, yeah, I use the words rough around the edges. And then Nate goes, but that's rough, bro. And then he starts throwing Gabby under the bus. He's like, no. She said rough around the edges first. I wouldn't say that. Gabby was the one who used those words. And now she's throwing it back in my face. I would hope Gabby is more mature than that. I used Gabby's verbiage, and she didn't like that. Well, maybe you shouldn't use that fucking word to describe yourself in the first place. And then Meatball is just sitting there being like, uh-oh, he's a bad man.
Uh-oh. I don't like it.
Do you think that Meatball surprised he's still there?
Meatball, I'm like, oh, she's so he, yeah. So that worked? Like, but I'm like, oh, so she kept Meatball.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get it. I'll take this rose back unless it's for Meatball.
I'm liking Meatball.
Me too. I'm
turning on Meatball. I'm starting to like him. He seems like a really nice guy.
I also like Meatball.
Yeah. Well, he's an enthusiast.
I mean, we're about...
Who doesn't like an enthusiast?
I like an enthusiast. I like an enthusiasm. We're about to find out Hayden is the worst person in the world. Hayden is the worst.
Which one's Hayden?
The guy who's dog... With the dog, the dog.
Oh, good. Oh, Rambo. You're talking about Rambo?
Rambo.
The crushed head dog?
I can't cry. The worst thing in the world. Who leaves their dog?
I don't know.
Okay.
And takes their dog's favorite toy.
He took the duck toy.
Hey, here's my dying dog's favorite toy. I took it with me after I left him.
Right. I left him. So then he's like, look, compared to my ex, these two, they don't even hold a candle to her. I don't see how any guy here would say, I want to marry these girls. And Meatball's like, oh, got to go tell the lady.
Oh, he says something not nice.
This seems like a job for Meatball.
Hi, Jimmy Crack on. Who brings a photo?
Write it down.
A photo album of their dying dog?
I know. Literally.
It was not a photo album. It was like a book that you make Shutterfly.
So was he in the paper?
I've seen those books on Instagram. A picture book on Shutterfly. Yeah. And I'm like, that's what he made.
Wow. Yeah. So then they find out.
That's got to get a lady tingling.
You know how I'm going to get this woman to fall in love with me? I'm going to print out this book of my dying dog.
And tell her how I left my dying dog. I took his favorite toy.
Yeah. Oh, flooding.
And he loved a good bone.
Oh, the basement's a Willoughby flooding. Oh. Ladies.
I also lit an orphanage on fire for you.
So then... Jesse Palmer comes in. He's like,
hike.
Jesse Palmer comes in, and Jesse Palmer is like, guys, the girls aren't here anymore. They're on the way to France, and you're all going to France, but two guys also get to go to France, but the two guys are going to go to Paris, and you guys are going to go to an abandoned COVID ship. Outside of France.
You're going to an abandoned COVID ship.
Did you see that Diamond Cruise documentary? I was like, oh.
What? No, what happened?
It's the one when COVID popped off and all those people were stuck on the Diamond Cruise for weeks.
They're like, get ready. You like the cruise is a diamond.
You're all going to die.
Wait, but here's my question about the cruise. Does it move ever? Because what happens if you get dumped while at sea?
You have to walk off the side.
That's what I was saying. They make them walk the plane.
They have to walk the plane to dump off the side.
They take you to the other side of this giant cruise ship and then probably dinghy you out in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Hey, where's Jimmy? Who?
They get a Tinder. My cousin Jimmy.
Yeah.
There's a Tinder. They get the Tinder.
It's international waters. They can do whatever.
But they can do whatever they want.
No rules out there.
So here we are. Rachel's upset. So the gals are in a little cafe in pouring rain in Paris. Rachel's like, rejection hurts. Three men rejected my rose. It's the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me. I fear that my men might want to switch groups, that they're in the loser group. Well, when you phrase it like that, then you're like, well, now I do want to switch groups. Yeah. Now I am in the loser. I didn't think until you pointed it out, but now I feel like I'm in the loser group.
Right.
Act like you're the hottest thing in the world.
Yeah, you just kind of go, you're a loss. I would think it would be more
like that. Yeah, exactly, exactly. So then they're all staying in the Valiant Lady, a.k.a. the Diamond Cruise.
Is that what it's called?
Virgin. It's a virgin.
It's a virgin cruise.
They called it the Valiant Lady. Yeah.
God. They really missed a big opportunity to have Colton season on
I
that
know.
Thing.
Yeah, the Valiant Lady. Oh, that would be good. Wink, wink.
Lingo ang. Huang, huang.
A wink, a wink.
That was a virgin joke. I just want to preface that. Nothing but a virgin joke.
I didn't even hear it that way.
So I have his book up there, Colton Underwood, the first time. Somebody sent it to me. So then,
the first and last time with a woman.
First and last time.
An addendum.
How odd to have your legs spread on a cover one day. You think you'd tighten those up.
So then, Jesse Palmer. Goes
Omaha.
He goes. I know you guys are jonesing to get on board. It's like, no, we're friends. We want to go to France.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to get on board.
We want coffee.
I want to get on this cruise ship. This abandoned COVID cruise ship.
It's got like foosball on it.
And then the phrasing of we're going to segregate the crews. That's how you're going to phrase it.
They're in France, so it makes sense.
It's okay. Yeah. International waters. We're segregating the groups. So first up on the group, the one-on-one date, Tino and Rachel. I feel insecure. You don't say. Well, you've had chemistry. He's done nothing to make you insecure.
He seems to be a very beautiful man, if I may say, who seems down to earth. That it doesn't seem all that interesting.
He's not my type, but he seems like he's her type. She likes a centaur.
Isn't he attractive and kind enough for her to just lose herself in him instead of focus on this other crap?
Although somebody did tweet in and point out that he seems completely confounded when she was trying to explain sexism in a male-dominated industry. He was like, huh. Yeah, I mean, I guess sometimes I could make breakfast. There was like a plank, but you will be home, right?
He's got that look like any shiny object is going to win over him.
He
just sees something and squirrel.
So then we go, Gabby and Jason, and she was really cute. She's like, Jason, oui. I like Gabby.
I like Gabby too.
How much do we like Gabby?
I like them both.
I like Rachel too.
Yeah.
Great.
Gabby is, but she's a little rough around the edges.
Those edges.
My thing about the rough around the edges whole thing is that you could take it two ways. Like, it's either like this whole like imposter syndrome that she has is like, I'm not like one of the women that came before me, so like I don't deserve this, or like I'm so different and interesting that I do deserve this. Yeah. I think there's two ways to look at it, and I think the latter is the more.
Well, if she's claiming it and if she's saying it, it's when somebody else says it to her. It felt like in a classist way.
I think we're burying the lead. Look, he could have half a point that she did use that phrase first. Okay, we'll give him a half.
Did
a
she?
Point on that.
Did she?
He keeps saying that.
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't know if that's true.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think they showed it.
They didn't show it.
What about when she said she doesn't have his morals?
He said she doesn't have his morals. Both of that. He was calling her a classist and he was slut shaming her.
I mean, that was insane. You don't have my morals.
No. But also, we never saw her say the phrase rough around the edges. I just assumed it did happen.
No,
he's a piece of shit. Yeah.
But also, he showed us he has literally no morals because he sucks real hard.
Exactly. With the dog, excuse me.
And then also, just the
we're talking about?
Yeah, and then the shit he said about them saying
calling them bitches and then talking
about. What was the thing about the breasts?
We didn't see that. That wasn't on camera, but somebody else, apparently he was comparing breast size.
No, because he said, I had thought he said breath, but it was
I don't
breath.
Think they edited it in.
Well, he did say something being like, my ex, these women don't hold a candle to my ex-girlfriend.
We didn't hear, I was trying to look for the breast part and I couldn't find it. I don't think they edited it in.
Okay.
But maybe if our listeners.
He said everything else.
Oh my God, Gareth Reynolds texted me the best thing in the world. They blurred out the crotch of the statues in France.
I saw that.
All right, hit play.
Thank God.
I did not notice that.
Wait, look at that. Look at the blurred.
Oh, yeah.
Hit play.
They look like Barbie dolls.
They like blurred it. They like face-tuned it.
It's art.
They blurred out the dick from
ABC.
The...
Oh,
you know you what? To. I thought it was a statue of me.
Yeah. Are you hung like a Ken doll? Oh. It's like the the bunny. It's like the bunny slope at the at the ski resort.
Twisted Fury.
3 inches of Twisted Fury. That's also how I met Steve Heitner. He did this, and he screamed 3 inches of Twisted Fury, and then she did it to a child, and then she just said, "That's just a hairy fist."
I did that.
I remember that. I remember that.
That's just a hairy fist.
I remember that. Yeah. Good times. Yeah. Okay, so then. And so then Gabby says to Jason, "Are you having fun in France? Do you hate it here?" She's so cute. And then Jason looked frozen. And then she goes, "Jason's a man of few words. I hope he tries to break out of his shell a little more." And then they go to a hat shop and they measure their heads for berets. And she said, "I look like a bald baby." They're cute. I think they're cute
together. Yeah, but Jason kisses weird. I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
Like he kept his hands down like... That, you know?
That's
weird. I cup the back of the head. Fully cup. And they can feel in their scalp.
That's what you do.
Through the hair. Through the hair.
Intertwine the fingers.
Yeah, you can't get in there. They're not going anywhere. And it makes a lady feel secure.
Like I take back everything I just
said. Like a basket, like a basket.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and then you go, here's the church, here's the steeple. You open it up, here's the steeple.
3 inches of Twisted Fury.
Oh, my God. Okay, so then we have... Rachel is there, and they're making crepes, and they start making out in the crepe store right next to the crepe maker. And then they make out on the bridge. And then Tino says, "It's been so long since I've been this excited about someone. You're so charming." And then Gabby and Jason's on the date. And he says, "You bring sunshine to rainy days in Paris." And then they're kissing. And she says in an interview, "We don't always have to talk, but I do kind of want him to open up." And then everybody's kissing in the rain. And then the girls meet up to chat.
I thought of something that I didn't even think I was going to mention. Do you notice that Gabby does something that I'm not enjoying? Like when the other person's talking, she goes, yeah.
I like
that.
I like it.
I was talking about this on my show. I feel like she's... is turning into Jennifer Coolidge. Like you left your dog with cancer, dumbass. You know? Here's your rose... dumbass.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
cannot believe Wells does a good Jennifer Cooper.
He does.
Who the hell saw that coming?
I've always known Wells had it. I feel but I like that she does. I feel like she's a good listener. I feel like she's a warm.
People who do that aren't listening.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I disagree. I'm letting you know I'm engaged.
Yeah, I'm listening right now.
Yeah, you're engaging.
I find her to be warm. I think she's a good. I feel like she's saying, giving him, because he was so shy, I felt like she was giving him assurance that it was okay to open up. I felt like it was a warm conversation.
I think she could cut the down in half.
Yeah.
Someone's talking.
Yeah.
Because to me, it seems a little much.
I liked it. Katie, you liked it? I liked it.
Well, I think it just shows that, because she is a good communicator, I think.
I think
and
so,
she's
too.
She's good at, like... Right. Like you said, Jason wasn't clearly shot getting him out of his shell. And I think it's just her
saying that it was safe to open up.
Maybe she went to the Ard Marine School of Listening.
Yeah. I don't know. So you want her just to sit there silently?
I'm telling you, in the future episodes, just pay attention to her and see if you feel like she's truly engaged in listening or if she's just waiting her turn. That kind of to me triggers like somebody waiting for their turn.
Yeah.
I think she was listening because remember when the guys were like being like, "We'd rather prefer Rachel or whatever," and she would be like, "Oh, yeah, no, I get
yes.
it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah." You don't have to. That was the energy. But she seems to like, it seems like she doesn't, she gets nervous. That's
maybe
what it feels
what
like.
It
that she's just trying to engage, but is like panicking in a way.
Yeah.
Because once the guy's like, "You have horrible morals. You're a slut."
Yeah.
Like, thank you for letting me know.
I know. I fell for her. She was so sweet.
That's a problem, why?
So then the girls meet up to chat, and Gabby, I think she's joking, but she goes, "I'm in love."
Yeah, I think she's joking, but she's
joking. I think they really do like each other.
Me too. I thought they were cute together.
I thought they were too. Like, once they kind of like loosened up, they were really sweet.
And then the guys are talking, and Jason said, "I really like her. She's fun and effortless." I thought that was cute. I liked the sort of, that was the side of one time I liked when there was two bachelorettes and they got to go check in with each other. Like, that's the best version of it, which is not happening that often.
Yeah. Do you need to go to the bathroom? Let's go to the bathroom.
I know. Then, like, and then let's not ever use the bathroom. And we'll just stand here in the middle of the crepe store.
Right above the guys.
Yeah, this is me in the bathroom. Don't look at me. I'm in the bathroom
right
now.
So you are a really good actress, because I thought you were going to stop the taping because you thought Arden had to go.
She can panic. She knows. She knows.
She reads
last
you.
Last week, I shat my pants in front of Last Band.
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
I shat in front of Lance
Bass.
Talk
about you too.
Arden, you need to go to the bathroom right now. Arden, do you need to go to the bathroom? You need to go to the bathroom.
You need to go potty.
You need to go to the bathroom. You need to go to the bathroom right now.
And then we'll just stand right outside the window and just look at you guys.
I think it's going really well with Heidner and Wells. Wells did that great Jennifer Coolidge impression, and Heidner's doing the French Jesse Bond. I think it's going really well. I mean, at first I felt weird about having cameras, but I feel like it's being seamless.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the cameras are okay.
Yeah, no, I like the cameras because they get to see your microphone work.
That's just a hairy fist.
And it's all it is.
They got to see you kiss a woman.
Yeah. You want her to feel your uncalloused, never through the day of work in your life, fingers against the scalp, intertwining.
Never did it. Uncalloused. Your soft,
yes,
patrician, soft. Patrician fingertips that have never done any hard labor. Just coming,
no, fingertips
digging.
That have only judged other people.
Okay, so then they go and they're going, she's worried that it's only been surface level stuff. So then Rachel's super into Tino, but she's so scared. She has strong feelings for him. So then Rachel and Tino have dinner in a church, just like Caitlin and Nick Viall. He brought up, I thought it was sweet, he brought up last week's rose ceremony. He's like, "How are you feeling?" Because Rachel, you know, she got rejected by three. At least he mentioned it and brought it up to see how she was doing after getting rejected. And she's like, "Look, I've really been trying to align career and family. My big fear is that when people first meet me, they think it's so cool that I'm a pilot. But then they start to panic that pilots cheat and you're going to be away and I have to take care of the kids. I'm a woman in this field, can't have a traditional family." And then he said, "Your passion for your career lights me up." Mm-hmm. And then we find out he does want a family, and they really want a family, and she really wants to get married. And she's like, he goes, "Look, I can't promise it's always going to be easy." But we find out both of his parents worked and they had a family, and they're like, "I really like you." And like, "I really like you too." And then it was easy. They're on the same page. And then
Rachel knows that you can be married and both have jobs, right?
Yeah.
No,
that's not possible. That is not a possibility.
Oh, exactly. Sarah, sorry if you're listening right now. You gotta quit.
You gotta quit.
You
gotta.
You gotta stay home.
You've got to stay home.
Even though you make a lot more money than me, you have to stay
you
home.
You have to stay home. My career. You
and,
have to.
And my fiance Elaine, who's not listening, I make her work 90 hours a week. She better not be listening.
And to the guy that I went on 5 dates with, "I am ready to retire. Put a ring on it. I am so ready to never worry. I'm so tired. All these cameras in my fucking garage. I'm so ready.
Drop your hand behind my head.
I can't wait to feel your uncalloused fingers on the back of my head and lie to me." You better not be listening.
Hey, how about with the where guys reject them, and then Gabby said, "Yeah, well, that happened to me, like the last episode or earlier." And then Rachel's like, "Yeah, but it didn't happen to you in front of everybody." It's like they're both in front of millions of people.
Thank you.
Isn't
rude.
That weird?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
I think she's feeling, look, Gabby's really fun. And Gabby's probably had to fake it a lot of her life. I feel like Gabby's life has been complicated. Mm-hmm. And Gabby's been to therapy.
Right.
So Gabby has done, I mean, I don't know if Rachel has or hasn't, but like, Gabby feels slightly self-actualized. I feel like she's
the word I was going to use. Yeah. She's more actualized.
And I think that maybe Rachel doesn't have the... I mean, again, I don't know anything about her, but Gabby's one of the more self-actualized bachelorettes we've ever had, as seemingly, and which is refreshing. And I feel like we have a little compare and despair situation happening.
Why did they think... Why did the two of them think... Oh, here's how we take control back, is we have the guys come right up to us and say which one of us they want. How was that getting their power back?
I think they just wanted I think they wanted clarity and didn't think they'd get rejected. I don't know that they thought they'd get rejected.
Well, how about the guys that were, that said, hey, listen, I'm here for Gabby. All those guys didn't get...
Did not get picked.
They didn't get to... come back. Like,
yeah.
Can you imagine those guys being like, shit, I should have just accepted it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
But I did say that to Elaine, who I gave a half hour off to watch. and I said, let's see if Gabby takes any of those guys.
Yeah.
And she didn't take any of them.
I think Gabby knows not to poke the bear with Rachel. Yeah. I think she knows. I think, what do you think?
Well, I mean, this is getting ahead, but we might find out with Logan.
Oh, yeah, Logan. That's a really good point.
We might find out what happens there.
Yeah.
That looks like
which will call Logan Deep End, because that's where she's going.
Oh.
She's going off the deep end when
Oh, yeah. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back, and we'll talk about the one-on-one date with Gabby.
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
Potty break.
I can potty break. I gotta go to the bathroom. I do gotta go to the bathroom. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. So here we are. We're on our date. And we have, at the end, there's high hopes. Rachel's super excited. She's definitely says she could fall in love with Tino. I think Tino might win.
I think Tino might win, too.
Katie!
I just, like, still have a feeling that Tino is going to do something. Like, he just has, like, a dick vibe that I can't shake.
Okay, actually,
shake.
When they were talking at the church dinner.
Yeah.
There were a few things where she was like, do you want kids? And he's like, yeah, is that a deal breaker? After she went on a whole thing about how she wants to have a family.
Yeah.
So it's like, interesting, he's not listening.
Yeah.
And then he said something weird where he's like, people in my line of profession also get married young. He's a contractor. What does that have to do with anything?
What does that mean?
No,
there's
I was like, what?
There's a disconnect.
There's like something there that I just like, I feel like he could just be like controlling or a dick or something. You know who I mean, I think I like her with Tyler more.
Oh, me too. I like Tyler too. I like Tyler. Tyler's the one who wrote the poem that gets the one-on-one later.
He says all the right things.
Agree.
And it seems genuine.
But I don't think she wants to bone him as much. Like, I don't think Mother Nature. I think he's hot as fuck, but her like, she's not going, I don't think her juices are flowing in the same manner.
He runs those basketball games on the Jersey Shore.
Papa that's shot. Right.
Those like bat, those
that,
like,
I mean, that's really fun. Right. I love that activity.
Him and his brother.
I love an activity.
I'll tell you something about Tino. I could be completely wrong, but it seems to me, especially in the dinner date and, you know, that whole thing, it seems to me he's not comfortable with the cameras right there.
Right.
So that's why they didn't.
Nobody ate one bite of food.
They never do. It's fake food, right?
And you know who ate though? Ari ate.
Yeah, and they said don't eat it. It's fake.
Ari ate.
No, the best one was JPJ ate and then got sick.
Oh yeah, JPJ. Really?
Do you remember that with Tajwan? And then he got sick, and then he went and peed in the river, and then they got in the river, and then they made out in the pee-pee water.
Wow.
So damn hot! Two Jimmy Crack Corn, baby!
They're two legendary
so freaking hot!
Are you and Elaine gonna do that at your rehearsal dinner?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't know it. Yeah.
Pee in the river and then swim in the river pee. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, So then we go, Earache thinks Gabby's guys are more committed. Eric, we call Eric Earache. He's got the H. Earache thinks, so they've been segregated on the Valiant Lady.
Yeah.
And it's also weird that they're like teams. Yeah. It's like Team Rachel. Gabby? We don't want to pit these women together.
Yes.
What should we put the Chiron down there? Let's do Team Rachel and Team Gabby.
And then they never, now that they're teams, on any other episode, when did you see guys high-fiving each other because they got picked? But it's more like a team and a team.
It's weird.
Because otherwise, you know, they don't want to see each other coming in.
That is one of the weird things with the Rose ceremony, when the guys leave.
Yeah. And are high-fiving each other as they see each other.
The whole thing is not weird.
What is that? That's new. And they're waiting for it.
There was a show that did that. There was a show where they teamed two people up to sing, and they did that.
We watched it.
The people that got picked would then go see each other.
Listen to your heart.
We watched it.
Someone did that.
That was back.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. It's weird. It's weird. Yeah, that is. They did do that.
Well, it takes away from a lot more faces that can be like shocked.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like when someone's gonna get rose and like, because all those guys are down like high fiving and broing out.
Why are they messing with the format? Just give us a Gabby season. And like now, poor Rachel is like two guys to pick from. Like, what are they like? Just give us one of them.
How many? Do they? They do have different numbers of guys.
Yeah, Gabby has a lot more, and she might soon have a lot more.
No, but that's actually not true. If you watch that rose ceremony, Rachel gives the first rose out.
She had less though,
and she had more roses.
I'm
going
to have to take that rose. I'm so sorry.
And then she gave the last.
And she gave the last rose, and she had more roses than Gabby did. Oh. So production obviously knew that there were guys that were going to say that, and they, backloaded the system.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody else embarrassed you. I'm going to have to take that room.
This is getting weird, isn't it? I can feel it in the room.
Jimmy Crack Corn.
Yeah. I just didn't think of the corn.
He knows Italian, too.
I take the corn. Hey, I know you're jonesing to get on the Valiant Lady. Here, if I could just put in my fingertips and then I get my hair.
Don't fight that.
It's time for you to quit your job. I've got a laundry to do.
I got a hold here.
So then
it got weird.
Okay, so then Johnny and Gabby, she hopes that they're on solid ground by the end of it, that she needs him to open up. He's a private guy. He's out of his comfort zone. He didn't eat or sleep for 3 days.
Wait, you said Johnny. You mean Jason.
Jason is a solid. He's a private guy. He's out of his comfort zone. He didn't eat or sleep for 3 days. And he had a breakdown. He's a highly sensitive. And then, because when he was younger, he felt worse worse than everybody. So we took up the tennis.
Nothing turns a lady on like red flags.
And then
I will say, I looked him up, and he was actually a collegiate, he was a high level tennis player.
Okay.
So he played really hot. Yeah.
So he tried to win, and then he hated tennis, and so he quit tennis. I wrote, Gabby is a good listener.
Oh.
I liked it.
I think we should look at this in the future episodes and come back and revisit the idea of, is she listening?
I thought so. Katie. I feel like Katie and I are on the same
team.
I think she's a good listener because she has follow-up questions and stuff, and she seems to connect and I don't know.
I want our listeners to email in. Do you think Gabby's a good listener?
Yeah.
Rosepodcast@gmail.com.
But I also don't think saying yeah and responding is a bad thing. I think it's showing you're involved.
I agree with that. But when it says as much as she does it.
I haven't noticed her doing it too much.
She might be overcompensating just to make sure they know that she's listening.
Because I think he's so shy that it's almost like coaxing a nervous cat out from under a bed.
Well, she's doing it, and for me, it just kind of rings a little bit I'm in the middle of talking right now.
But I think he doesn't open. To me, he seems so scared that I felt like she was sort of it's safe, you can talk.
I don't think there are great guys out there on this show. Really fun, seem totally cool, chill guys.
They got some.
Name
duds.
Three.
They got some. Duds
it's interesting because I know some. Lance and Michael thought they had great guys this season.
Interesting.
Yeah, they were into the guys.
I like Johnny.
I like Johnny.
I like Tyler.
I like Tyler.
I love Hayden. I think he's...
he's your guy. He would hang out with you.
He's there for the right reason.
He's got his priorities. Yeah, I like that.
Is he officiating your wedding?
Yeah. Yes. Well, no, actually, Rambo.
Rambo. Who names their
pet? We're going to weekend at Bernie's this thing. And,
Rambo. So then we have, he played tennis. And then it takes him a while to open up. But then I loved this conversation. We've never seen this on The Bachelor. He said he started as an adult. I went through therapy and I've learned to speak up for what I want and I have my power again. And she said, yes, my mom and I are estranged. She didn't have the capacity to love me. As a kid, she would take away love and she washed her hands of me when I went to college and I went to therapy and I had to learn how to let people love me. And then he said, have you ever heard of inner child work? I gotta tell you, watching two people talk therapy, I was like, wow.
I gotta admit, I probably fast-forwarded right through that. I mean, that was the Chapeau scene. I was I was out of there.
I mean, I thought, I was shocked. You were not into it.
No, I think it's fine. No, I think it's fine that he's talked to her like that. But I also think, is it necessary at that stage of getting to know each other, here's the thing. I'm just a big believer in humor, you know?
Me
I think
too,
it's fun
me too.
When you meet each other.
Me
to
too.
Be fine.
Keep it light. Keep it light.
Keep it light. Laugh. Keep every time light. I'm with that person, I'm laughing. Let's just keep it there for right now.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, I don't think that's this guy. That's
he might not be funny.
He's not fun. Not everybody's funny.
I know. But to me, it's...
No, I keep it light.
But I feel the same way about when I'm dating women. I like when they're funny and get the jokes and have their own stuff.
Funny.
They see life in a certain way.
Yeah, do you have fun together?
Instead of, I've been in therapy. My inner child. Pretty effed.
My inner child is pretty effed. I can't...
The truth of the matter is that it is true.
It is true.
Obviously, you're in
3 inches of Twisted Fury over here is judging everyone else for their mental health.
I know. You should try some inner child.
Yeah. No, your inner child is
When I told my parents I was going to be an actor and a comedian, they weren't thrilled. But at least I didn't have to tell them, I think I'm going to be a meatball enthusiast. You're going to what?
That Italian family is so proud of meatball.
I mean...
Oh. When he put the sauce on, the sauce on the chest,
that
was not his.
And when he was the baby in the diaper,
the baby in the diaper. Yeah. I will say, I feel like for Gabby, who has such a tough background, I think maybe it makes her feel safe to know that he, because I think she feels like she's too much, and so maybe that he had some stuff that he had to work that might make her feel a little bit more safe with this guy.
She said she wanted him to open up about stuff like that too.
Because I think she's somebody that's sort of fun, but then has this terrible secret. And so the fact that he can, like, maybe not be scared of that for her
right.
is attractive.
I think it is for her. I yeah. think it absolutely is.
My inner child is pretty effed. It's such a funny phrasing. Hey, I know we just met.
Facts. Facts.
Title of ep, my inner child is effed.
My inner child is really effed.
I didn't know that was funny. I was just trying to open up.
My inner child is...
Can we stop?
Just the phrasing.
Really, let's stop.
My inner child is really effed. What would you do if somebody said that to you on a date, Dr. Banana?
I'd be like, dude, same.
Same.
And he's here.
I wouldn't like.
And he's hungry.
He's hungry.
And he wants to put his tiny little
fingers right around all the way to the scalp.
Exactly. Mama, mama, mama.
Don't move back. Don't move back.
Mama, 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 mama. Mama. He's here.
We covered that.
He's here.
He is here.
He hungry. Hungry for love. Okay. So then... So then Hayden is like busy being real trash.
Hayden, can I talk to you for a moment, Hayden? I think I'd like to speak with you for a moment. I've heard some things, Hayden.
Is that Rachel?
Someone's not tying their shoelaces, are they, Hayden?
So then they go out. They're talking about how Hayden was. He brings up that Hayden said she was rough around the edges, and then he says those are his issues. And then they're like, "This is so good this year. I agree." And they go outside by the Eiffel Tower, and she says, "I don't want to give you this rose, but I want to give you the rose and the belief that this could go somewhere." And they kissed, and she said, "I never thought I would be able to find someone out there, but now they're right in front of my face."
Isn't that what the rose kind of means?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't... I mean, it's nice words when you hear them, that this is actually going somewhere, as opposed to, I'm giving you this rose because the producers don't want you to leave yet.
Yeah, because you're such a fucking shit show, and they're making me keep you.
Yeah, making me keep you.
They're making me keep you
because you're an ass.
You're an idiot. You're such an idiot. They were keeping you around. So then...
That's how I got to seventh place.
That's how you became a fireman, isn't it?
By the way, that's right. You were the firefighter. Yeah.
It was like, keep him around. He's a sweet guy. He's good at interview.
Yeah, we got a fireman segment coming up that's going to be unbelievable.
We've tried to kill him twice. We'll get him on the third time.
That's right. And then you went. You were in Argentina up above.
Yeah. That was not good.
Yeah, they were trying to like drown you guys.
Yeah.
Like,
kiss. Make the out. Pesos. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the boxing date.
The eagle has landed.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back. And here we are. It's a French boxing date on a abandoned COVID ghost ship, just like all romance.
Now, is that ship going around Europe, or is that going to stay there? He made it sound like they were going to be boating.
They haven't gone anywhere yet.
But they're not going to take that whole thing, are they?
Yeah, I think the next stop is like, they're going to just go to Port City. So they'll
I understand,
go to like
but
Brussels.
They're taking that thing?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a big, it's a big item.
And literally, those guys haven't been to France yet. Like, they're just sitting on that boat waiting.
I think they probably got huge endorsement deals. That's why we keep seeing.
Oh, my God. They did, like, a little commercial for it first, which...
And then
and we're all going on it.
So they're doing a French boxing date, and on the line is Dinner and a Rose with Gabby. And they're like, hey, guess what? Rachel is going to be on the boat as well. So Jesse comes out and speaks French. And so then
do you notice they never translate? And the guys are like,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
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 Like, what? That no one knows what's going on.
Yeah, they never translate.
And he does the hard American on the names.
Yeah.
Bon, bon, says it's a Rachel. Gabby.
I need to hear Coolidge again.
They took, here's your fucking rose, dumbass.
You guys are such a fucking dumbass. Yes. You guys are dumbasses.
Punch each other in the dick, and whoever wins gets to take me on a date, dumbass. Buy me dinner.
You gotta bend and snap. Bend and snap, you fucking dumbass.
Rachel, you just sit in the bleachers and cry, dumbass.
No one's looking at you.
No one's looking at you.
Worst thing a human being can hear.
No one's looking at me. But even when there's an event going, no one's looking at me.
Yeah, there are men in topless and shorts punching each other in the face, and no one's looking at you.
So then they go. So then the guys are. She is freaking out. Nate pulls up. They start talking beforehand, and he's like, "I pay attention to everything and every speech because it's Gabby's date. Every speech that the guys say to her friend Gabby, Rachel used to prove how unlovable she is. It's not a healthy friendship that's happening here.
No, I don't. I don't think the friendship's going well at all. And I'm really hopeful for some sort of horrible breakup."
Oh,
the two of them.
Yeah, like, it's not good. Doug was right. Doug was right that they were going to pit the women against each other.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, I think this was mainly in Rachel's head. I do. I
agree
think
with
this
you.
Was. I don't actually think like this was intentional for
no,
the producers
I think it's
trying
real.
To make her feel bad.
Yeah, having a meltdown.
She is. I think she's just having a really hard time.
At the beginning, Gab was interested in Tino as well, and she just let it go.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. She's cool. Yeah. Dr. BB's, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I just think, first of all, the guys were there to, it was Gabby's date. So, like, also, they probably didn't even know they could walk over. Or, like, and then there's, like, men. You don't take your significant other to, like, a boxing event and be like, so, should we talk?
Right.
You know, like, it doesn't make any sense.
You stared at the gladiators all night.
You're there to watch something. I don't know.
So Rachel is super insecure. She feels unwanted. She starts crying. She's like, no one cares. No one cares at all. I'm having too many of these moments. How much more can I take? No one cares. I am so done. because Gabby had a date. Like, I don't even get it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
What I'm bummed out about is that I bet you there were a lot of really funny things that happened in that date.
Yes.
You know, and like funny things that happened with like Gabby and all this stuff that we didn't get to see because we were focused on
crying Rachel spinning out.
And it wasn't even her date.
And then so
you know what else I noticed that this is happening more and more in all the shows, like Bachelor, Bachelorette, like some sort of horrible thing has happened. There'll be no cocktail party today.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you guys ever having another cocktail party on the show? What exactly happened?
No, by the way, who got the dinner with Gabby? Who won?
Tyler?
No, he got it with Rachel.
I don't know if we saw it.
I don't think we saw it. I don't think we got it. I think Rachel's. I don't think we got the dinner and the rose.
But weren't there two guys with roses already from Gabby?
But they said at the beginning, dinner and a rose is on the table. And I don't think we saw her have dinner.
See, this is how confusing it is.
Did Tyler?
I thought he was with Rachel. He was with Rachel.
Oh, yeah, Rachel, Gabby. Oh, my gosh.
I don't think Gabby. They should have edited that out because I don't think we got a dinner.
Or at least they didn't
show. But when they were there at the end, at the rose ceremony, when they have the guys waiting in the wings, were there two dudes for Gabby down there?
I can't remember.
It was Jason, and I thought there was another.
I can't remember. We'll get there in a second. Oh, she might have.
Maybe Nate?
She might have given a rose to somebody, but I don't think the dinner got taken off the table. So then we go. Spencer got a date.
Spencer
got a date.
Which one, Spencer?
He was in the military.
Eyebrows.
Military guy. Yeah.
He was in the military. He enjoyed his service. Military family. Yeah. Rachel's.
Yeah, whatever. We'll see you on Paradise.
So then,
thank you for your time.
Rachel's freaking out. The guys are ignoring her. No one is here for me. I do not feel chosen. I am not here to beg these guys to like me. Clayton made me feel more wanted than these guys.
Ooh, huge burn.
Huge burn.
Also not
huge
true.
Burn. Not
I really
true.
Don't. I mean, like, she's really just like, she is... like really spiraling.
It hurts when you feel like you're supposed to be the only thing that they care about. And I feel like Gabby's guys get it. I feel like I don't even deserve to be the Bachelorette. Yeah. So then she shows up pissed.
Dun, 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 dun. Let me go, Mr. What's his name? Hayden. Hayden, I'm not happy with your book. Step this way.
Dun, dun, dun,
a lot
dun,
of problems with you people.
A lot of problems with your people. These books should be covered.
She says, you made me feel hurt and unseen. No one was looking at me.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
No. Be cool.
Such a red flag on her part.
Be cool. Yeah. Just be fun and cool. Yeah. Be fun and cool for the first 4 months.
Right.
Just be fun, easy, and cool.
Then you can, like,
and then your effed inner child can come to the
She
team.
Must be a hell of a pilot out in front. Nobody's looking at me. They're behind you. You're flying the plane.
She comes down. She's like, I was upstairs. My feelings are so hurt. I was crying about it. I am so over this. I am so done. I want to leave. And the guys are just like, wait, what?
What? Yeah,
wait, what? I'm sorry. Yeah. What? Meanwhile, but then they cut to the morning and they're like, she's like, ah, good morning. I'm going to a castle where I'm going to watch two gross people make out for like, and then when you're going to, I'm going to blindfold myself and smell your fucking armpits.
Oh.
I can't.
I literally like texted my friend and because she wasn't watching and I was like, when you watch this, you are going to hate this date.
It was so gross. The kissing of that couple. I do not need to know that they're like,
awful.
They were like, they reminded me of Anna Gasteyer and Will Ferrell, like my lover.
Yeah,
or like Rachel Dratch. Like, I've taken a lover. This is my lover.
Yeah.
Have you met my lover? Yeah. We make love. We're lovers. It's like, I don't want to watch like my school principal and like the guidance counselor make out in front. Like, that was so gross. And then I have to smell Meatball's armpit.
Oh, she was about to pass out.
Apparently, like, knocked her blind.
Was it Meatball
was terrible.
That had
yeah. And then the guy crawling around like a cat, just like the flirting. And then the guy was like, kiss me. And she was like, no. And then, like, the dancing was like, all right, if you have to flirt without talking, what are you supposed to do?
Was that the dance when the guy got behind her and put her in a
chokehold?
Oh, that was weird. The chokehold.
That was
that. And that's an old Heitner moment.
That was
I know for a fact you do time for that. I know for a fact that you will need some sort of representation.
You did that to my mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like she wasn't sending signals. Like, and all that. Oh, that was all my idea, Your Honor.
She said, nice to meet you. I'm Arden's mom.
And then she turned around.
To get a snack.
Yeah,
to get a snack
around.
Because we were at a restaurant.
Showed me the back of the head.
Mama.
Can't you show me the back of the head?
Mama. My inner child's really effed. Mrs. Marine, it's so effed. Mama. Okay, so then we have she's done. Then she has to kiss people. They're gross. People are making out. Flora and Boris, they're experts in romance.
And they weren't good make-outers.
They were gross. They were so gross. I was so grossed out. Then
how do you feel about the pulling on the lip thing when they're making out on camera?
Who pulls on what lip?
Biting the lip.
Yeah, biting the lip out a little bit.
Like. I didn't even notice. I mean, this is what's happening at my house. There's such a disconnect.
You know, it can work in real life, but on TV, I don't think I want to see somebody's bottom lip stretched out across 50-inch screen.
Not when they're blurring out dicks on statues.
Well, it's hard to look at those.
On the statues. Yeah,
they're so big.
3 inches of Twisted Fury. Yeah, did you pose for those statues?
I was, the true story, I was once at the David. And
there was a flex.
Long line for the ladies' room. A woman from New York, classic 56-year-old woman, came into the men's room. Everybody's like covering up and stuff. She goes, "Relax, gentlemen. I just saw the David."
Wow, that's hilarious. And that's how you met my mom.
And that's how I met your mom.
That's how you cradled her from behind.
We did a measurement of me and the David.
That's right.
Second place.
So
that's right.
Top two.
Second place. Are you ready to be disappointed, Mrs. Marine?
Third place, you're fine.
Are you ready to be disappointed? So then, the art of romance. So then the French know how to kiss. So then they have to read letters. And Tyler had written one. And he pulled it out. And it's like, I finally felt like I had a purpose in this world. And then it was just like, it went on and on. And Tyler was like, something could be there. So she invited him over to the cruise ship, to the Lido deck.
The Lido deck.
She invited him over to the Lido deck. And so she's like, wow, you're extremely vulnerable. You're extremely vulnerable, and it really touched me that you had that poom in your pocket. Tell me more about your poom. And he's like, well, there was a past relationship I had. I was ready to commit fully. I bought a house for us, and she couldn't do it. And I was unconditional in my love, and I want to be able to feel that again to the right person. It's so worth getting hurt just to feel the love. It's worth it. I liked that about you. You love so hard. I would do anything to meet this girl. I came here for you. And she was like, into it. And then he's like, I will cook, I will clean for my wifey. I want to be somebody's rock. And when you want to walk into the room, I want to be the only, you are the only one I see. He had a great life.
Right, but didn't she actually say, you say all the right things or something?
He did.
I mean, too much so, I thought. You know, it's like, all right.
I mean, he did buy a house for somebody.
You're my latex salesman. All right, you win.
I feel like, I actually am like, he came here for her. I feel like, but he's almost too into it. There's no chase.
I want to know what happened with the ex.
I want to see the house.
I mean, yeah exactly.
I want to see the house.
It was on the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yes.
And, like the show?
It was snooking. It was snooking.
Yeah. Cool.
But that's where he lives. He says he works on the Jersey Shore. I'm assuming it's around there, right?
I mean, that's fun. Jersey Shore is great.
I don't know. That whole speech just seemed like it was so choreographed.
He's super into her in a way that I think might eventually be a turn off.
Mm. Mm.
Unless she needs all that, I mean, she might need it.
But you know, when she speaks, she talks like that. So it's like maybe that's what she likes.
I think he could be the guy.
You never see her break out into a real conversation. Like everything's about, well, this is when you say that, I like that. Because this, like, nothing's like a real conversation.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be funny.
It does.
It's like a real conversation.
Trust me, I know. Funny's hard, funny is key. A lot of people aren't funny.
I know.
It's hard.
Losers.
Trust me, I've gone on a lot of dates, and I'm like, God.
I trust you.
People aren't funny. They aren't funny.
I trust you on that, but.
They're not funny.
No, they're not.
It's tough. I'm like, I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it. They got to be funny.
I, you know, then you don't
I literally can't.
It's got not have to be like hilarious.
No, but funny. Like at least a nice.
Although I did really a really funny dirty joke. Can I tell it?
Yeah.
Okay, this joke is so. I love it because the A side alone might be good enough as a joke.
Great.
Okay, but the B side's good, but the A side is really good.
Okay, great. I'm not going to look at you because I panic when people tell me jokes.
What's the last thing you want to hear when you're blowing Willie Nelson?
Oh my God.
It's the A side alone. It's fantastic.
Okay, what? What is the last thing you want to hear when you're blowing Willie Nelson?
I'm not really Willie Nelson.
Finally.
Finally, he never laughed. He never laughed until that.
She's just blowing some old guy.
Oh my God! No, I get it.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. It's not even Willie Nelson.
I get it. A Jimmy Crack.
It's no Willie. It's no Willie. Wrong Willie.
Jimmy Crack in a corn. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow, where did you hear that?
Somebody told me that, and I was like,
when you were blowing Willie Nelson?
Willie had his fingers in my ear.
Yeah, and not a Willie Nelson. Okay, so then Jesse Palmer is talking by in a bar to Logan. And he's like, look, I never got to talk to Gabby. But when I saw her at the fight, I felt fireworks. And then meanwhile, Rachel gave me the rose. I don't know what to do. And then Nate said to Gabby, thank you for what you said. She said to Nate, thank you for what you said. I always feel really seen by you, which is so nice. And then Hayden pulls Rachel aside. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about Hayden.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone. And we're back.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So Hayden pulls Rachel aside and he's like, here we go. This is maybe the biggest piece of shit I'm going to say in Bachelor history.
But I will say this. This was, I thought, was one of the funniest things that I've ever watched in Bachelor history.
Now, do you think it's real? Because I felt like he scripted it with his friends. Because it's the worst possible move you could, put bad trauma bonding. The dog name, do you think this actually happened?
I looked at his Instagram.
It exists.
Yes. His dog has an Instagram. And he had, posted updates.
So it's real.
From November 2021.
Okay.
That he took his dog to the vet.
Okay. So this is real. Yes. So he actually is the worst.
Yeah.
Because it felt like a bit. Okay, so he pulls her aside.
I mean, that's such a long con, though, to go to Shutterfly and make.
That's
like,
a long
whole...
con.
That's
right.
Yeah, I mean, like, he literally posted, like, photos of the
okay,
tumor.
Okay,
and
okay,
like,
okay. But, I mean, I think he thought, this is a panty dropper.
Oh, absolutely.
How?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's the people
he
who
definitely
think,
thought it was.
People who think, I can't wait to tell somebody about my dead grandmother. Yeah. Like, that's going to make them love me. When people think you have to trauma bond, like, I gotcha. You're going to have sympathy. Yeah. You're going to have sympathy.
My dog is sick. How is your skirt still down?
Yeah, exactly. So then we have, okay, so he's like, look.
No, I think it's the sacrifice that he thinks that the sacrifice is what's going to bring
her
in.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Look what I'm doing for you. I'm leaving my dying dog.
Yeah, you're right. It's the sacrifice. Like,
I would have sent
how
him
serious
home right
I am.
Then and there.
I would have been like, go back to your dog right now.
Can you imagine leaving your pet? Like, okay. So he's like, wow.
Or why didn't she's like, yeah, that other guy left his kid.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. So she's like.
Hayden's like, but that kid's healthy.
Yeah, healthy.
He's like, well, this dog, I have to tell you something. I have a dog named Rambo. Mm. Already an incredible.
Already
name.
Great.
Great. I'm already.
It's like the A side of the Willie Nelson joke.
It's
you're already.
Side.
Man,
I know. I was like, I'm sorry, sir. What? Yeah. Great. I was like, buckle up, Buttercup. Right. Here we go. I have a dog named Rambo, and I have a dog named Rambo. Yeah. And that dog got a diagnosis with a brain tumor. He had his head caved in.
Jesus.
And he goes, I'm so excited to tell her. He said that in an interview.
So excited to tell her?
He said that. I wrote it down. He said, I'm so excited to tell her. And he's like, this is Rambo's cancer duck. But I can't carry the entire.
Carry the entire duck.
I can't.
He brought it.
He brought it. He took it away from Rambo, who's still alive.
Yeah.
He brought the duck, but I can't carry the duck in his pocket. So he carries the duck's paw.
So I tore the toy apart and
what
took
is
it
that?
Away from my dog.
What do you call that?
Like and then
a paddle, a paw. What is it?
A flipper.
A flipper.
A flipper.
A flipper. Yeah. So then he has a flipper in his pocket.
Can somebody Google that? What do you call?
I think it's a flipper.
A flipper.
It's a flipper.
Yeah.
So then, what do you call a duck foot? Maybe Google. We can Google. Yeah. What do you call
duck
a duck
foot?
So the duck foot. So then, Tino comes in and steals Rachel away, and she's like, and she gets up, and he is. Pissed.
Yeah,
and he's pissed that he got up, and he says it's bitchy to me. It's bitchy to everything, and so Meatball is pissed. Meatball is pissed because he called the women bitches. Meatball,
right.
Meatball's a good guy.
It's a foot. It just says ducks have feet.
Ducks
okay,
and
feet.
Technically it's called a palmate.
Wow, he's got the duck
We're
palmate.
Learning new things
so he carries the palmate.
So he says. So then, Meatball tells her, and he's like, he said that you and Gabby were overreacting. There was a vulgar comparison between you and his ex about your breasts. He said that I don't trust these bitches, and then they said the phrase "he's butt hurt," which I love.
That was the breast comment.
Yeah, that's right. We never heard it. Yeah.
When I heard that, I thought it was going to be even better. Because I thought he said breath. I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome.
Oh, you'd rather have
accuse a
breath.
Woman of having bad breath.
That
this is
going to
take off, baby.
So then she pulls him aside. Rachel pulls Hayden aside. And she's like, do you know what this is about? She's
and
like,
this is when it was television gold.
It was truly gold. It's gold.
Do you know why I'm talking to you? Like, I assume it's because of my dead dog.
Rambo.
Dying dog Rambo.
I couldn't.
And she's like, wait, what? The dog?
Yeah.
She's like, fuck your dog.
No, yeah. What? No,
yeah.
That's not.
Yeah.
Meatball told, like, all the words that are having, like, Meatball told me this, Rambo and dog. And it was like, one of the best Three's Company episodes ever. It was just like such
Meatball
confusion.
And Rambo. Yes. Jack Ritter, Meatball, and Rambo. Yeah. And when she's like, so he, her blush was also bananas. Her blush was fucking bananas on this. So then you said, I can't trust these bitches. He's like, that's not true. They're lying. It's lying.
And it's all on camera. They just say, that's not true.
So then she goes.
The men tell all. Just look forward into the future.
Yeah.
I
for
can't.
This moment.
Exactly. I can't.
Of like, you said you didn't say it.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, we
and
got
then they
you.
Play it.
So then she is pissed. She asks him to go. And then he says this quote. I really wanted it to work out, but I want Rambo more.
Yeah.
No one has the amount of love.
Oh, so when he was sitting outside?
Yes. Yeah. No one on earth has the amount of love that I have for Rambo and that Rambo has for me.
Even though I just left him on his deathbed to come to the show.
And took his toy.
Rachel. Rachel.
I took his pomade.
Yeah.
Rachel. I hope you find somebody who loves you the way that Rambo loves me.
Yeah.
It was just unhinged. The whole thing, I was just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
I felt like he was executing a bet he made with one of his bros from home. That it's like, I'm going to do a Rambo speech.
Well, what about the Rachel end of it? Do you think, because I did feel when Tino came in, that she would say, you know what, just give me 1 minute. Because of the book.
I think
and everything.
She knew that he was a piece of shit yeah. and was like, get was me like out of yeah. here. Yeah.
All right. Because if someone's like, look at this book of my dog who's dying, you'd be like, oh.
I would have said, can you go home there? To your dog, please?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Please leave.
How long can you sit there?
I'm not going to keep you here.
That's
you
right.
Have,
this is
know.
Too cruel.
Yeah.
You must go.
Yes.
He did post an apology.
Oh.
Yep. He said, for those who watched tonight's episode, you saw me at my absolute worst and lowest moment. I've always tried to carry myself with humility and respect for others. However, my complete lapse of judgment was not only disappointing, but it was absolutely unacceptable. I genuinely want to express my deepest apologies to both Gabby and Rachel for my actions. I take full responsibility for not being the man I was raised to be in those moments.
Okay.
Yada, yada, yada.
Well said. Can I walk you out?
Oh, my God. All right. I mean, I don't love it, but
I hug at the end. That was
God. The hug.
She doesn't move her arms. She's just sitting there.
Oh. Like, it was just as, what's his name, kisses.
Yeah, the dead fish hug.
So I want to talk to whatever producer was in charge of Hayden, because I have to imagine it was so funny. Like, because if you think about it, like, there's a little behind-the-scenes stuff that happens, right? Like, so Hayden probably came to... Everyone has like their own producer generally, and came to them and was like, I brought this Shutterfly book.
I can't.
I really want to show it. And the producer is a totally normal person who would have been like, in his brain or her brain, being like, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
But someone who works for a show, they're like, yeah. You got to do this.
This is amazing. She has to see this.
That's so amazing.
Oh my God.
Like, go show her. So, and then him being like, that was messed up.
Yeah.
He came and stole, and like no one can. The producer's like, yep, you should be angry about this.
Whoa.
You know? And then at the end was like, but tell me about Rambo.
No.
How do you feel about Rambo? And then I'm sure in the mind, the producer's like, I am getting a fucking raise.
Oh my God. How many contestants does each producer get?
Like in the beginning, like three.
Great.
Really?
And then as it gets whittled down, then you just have one. And then if a producer has all their people gone, then they go home sometimes.
Whoa. Oh. God.
He was released back to society, and everybody told him he was a complete jerk. Yeah. And that's why he posted the apology.
Yeah.
So Rachel's now comparing herself to Gabby. She's like, this is not working for me. I'm a failure. Every day is a roller coaster. I'm having too many of these moments. I'm done. Let's cancel the cocktail party. Yeah.
Got to.
Why?
She's like, one guy's dog is dying. Yeah. It's over.
Anthony was like in the other room, like half watching, and he literally poked his head out. And he's like, do they ever actually have a cocktail party? And I was like, no, they don't.
They
anymore.
Don't.
Yeah. They never
so
do.
Then,
it's been 6 weeks. Can I get a drink?
You think that Gabby's like, wait, hold on. I don't want to cancel
this. I know,
this.
Gabby. Yeah. I mean,
I'd like to have this cocktail
right?
party.
Right? She's probably like, there's guys I want to. I think she even apologized to a guy and was
she
like,
did.
Sorry, we didn't get the talk. It's unfair to Gabby.
So then they canceled the cocktail party. Logan wanted to go talk to Gabby.
Yeah,
also wanted to talk to Logan wanted to try to switch teams.
Oh, and everyone was like, no, we don't have it to be way too many tears. You gotta wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he took.
Now do his teammates know that he's not into Rachel? No.
I don't think he said anything to except
smart
producer.
Because
with
they would
ball round.
No, honey. Yeah.
Meatball will be the hero once again. I'm done now, right? That's it.
We're almost done.
There you go. I'm all done. All right.
Okay. So then Logan is like, should I keep accepting roses? And he gave her the rose. She gave him the rose. He took it, and he says, I feel like a bad guy. Great phrasing. I hope I get to talk to Gabby. And then we see afterwards the stomping of grapes with Rachel and her date, or with Gabby.
And then they drank it,
which was so gross.
That was really
so gross.
Did you hear Logan? He's like, fortune favors the bold.
Yes.
I can't.
Being like nice about it, being like, I don't know what to do. But then he's also just like, fuck it. And then he kind of got dickish about it. I don't know. I think it's going to blow up in all their faces.
I kind of want to like him, but the chains around the neck thing and the medallion kind of feel. Yeah.
And he has that.
But I can't wait for him to tell Rachel.
And it looks like he's stain for Gabby.
Yeah, and they're going to cancel another fucking cocktail. Yeah.
Oh, you think he's going
to
stay?
They showed the coming attractions, and it kind of looked like it. I mean, but they always tease us, so who knows? They could be.
Do you think Gabby would?
No, Gabby hasn't said yes to any of them.
She can allow him to stay. Because then it just continues.
I know, that's true.
I don't think she said no to every guy so far.
That's true. Maybe she doesn't. Because it shows him, like, going over to Gabby's guys.
It did.
And then being like, what the fuck? Does that mean she doesn't like. But it could just be like he preemptively went over there, being like, yeah, I'm on this team now. Yeah. And then she goes, go home.
But
then
she
hope that's it.
Kissed Logan and was into him, but backed off because Rachel.
In the beginning, yes, I remember that. And she did
it a couple times at the beginning.
And she didn't even tell Rachel that they kissed.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I think she might.
And they edited it to show us that he kissed both of them.
Yeah.
Rachel might leave the show.
Yeah,
though,
yeah. She couldn't handle it. Right. She couldn't handle it.
Take Tino with you.
No, take Tyler. I'm Team Tyler.
It feels like Tino. If she does decide she can't handle it because Logan leaves, do the Claire thing.
Yeah,
grab
you should have been on the show.
She loves Tino.
She loves Tino. Just loves take Tino and go.
I think she is going to end up with Tino.
Take the Tino and run. Just take the Tino and run.
Bang it out, and that's that.
I'm going to do the reviews now because we're going to have lunch, so I'm going to actually do them right now. Okay, I'll just do one right now. Okay, you guys, we love your reviews. We got a 5-star review from Extra Pulpy, from non-watcher and binge listener to Bachelorette Stan.
Extra Pulpy?
Yeah, that's their name. Boy, hi, Arden and the entire WYATR family. Months ago, during one of my early morning shifts, I tuned into Lady to Lady, and Arden was the guest. She had me giggling and delighted before 5 a.m., and if you ask me, that's peak talent. I stopped listening to all other podcasts and started listening to our podcast from the very first episode. I'd watched a few episodes of The Bachelor before, but when I began this journey with Arden and the gang, I really just wasn't in it for the goofs. I've become a crazed woman whose only friends are Arden and her fellow champions on the pod. Now I'm all cut up, and I'm just in time to watch along for Gabby and Rachel's love journey. P.S. I'm also a dedicated banana mole, and it just occurred to me that Katie Levine is their Katie Levine.
Yeah.
And now Arden's back on the market. She thinks Scotty and I should hit it off. Will you accept this banana? Love you all. Jess in L.A.
That's really funny.
You've
been on bananas.
I was on banana moles. Oh, Scotty was adorable. Scotty, he's entertaining. And also, here's one from MZ and MZ. 5 stars. Thanks to the Laughs and Animal Shelter shout out. Here for the Batch comedic content. And thanks for encouraging to adopt our foster cats and dogs.
Please go adopt.
We had one, Heitner. You'll enjoy this.
Except for you, Hayden. Yeah.
Except for you.
Is it about my inner child?
No more dogs.
There's one, Heitner. You're going to like. 3 stars. BB fan. Good guess if Arden lets them talk.
Yeah.
Gareth started telling a story, and Arden cut him off to repeat her own story about marking her territory. So rude. Uh-huh. We've heard your stories. Let other people get a word in. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm doing my best.
Well, you know, why don't we fire you?
Should we fire me?
We get rid of you, and you know, Wells are starting to get close. You mentioned that right up front.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing: when you record all of your conversations on Earth, I bet there's sometimes you cut people off too.
Of course, it's the show. Like, there's who would possibly comment on that? 3 stars.
I literally had been up all night the night before because I hosted a birthday party here, and like. You know, you do your best. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress.
And it's not like things are going well for you. You're doing birthday parties.
You're
tough times.
I was... Things are not going well. I'm fucked.
Helium is expensive now.
I gotta do the helium. Exactly. Things are not going well. You're right. Three stars. Because I'm rude. Okay, let's see.
And your thread count sucks.
Oh, my. Did you spend the night?
No. I'm just thinking about a 3-star review.
Yeah, 3 stars. Okay, I can. Yeah.
Very scratchy sheets.
Very scratchy, yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Here's an email from Rebecca Germano at rosepodcast@gmail.com. This is from Elegant Crop Top. This bonkers season. Hello, Yarden production crew and all the special guests. Ready to throw an idea out there. After listening to the episodes thus far and reading the tweets, it seems like people think that this season was not planned at all. I wholeheartedly disagree. I believe that the producers love the drama of crushing the hearts of Rachel and Gabby in the Clay Tour season and tried to find a way to fuck them over again. What better way than to gaslight them to say, you two friends got each other's backs. You both deserve to be bachelorette, right? And then blah, blah, blah. You figure out how it works. I'm going to promise to be more lighthearted later. Do you think it was intentionally cruel?
Well, first of all, I think this person has a career in television ahead of them because they think, you know, everything is produced to create the most horrible effect, which it is.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I do think they were put together for that idea. Why else would they do it?
Yeah.
So if it's not that, why else?
Good point. That's a good point.
I read that it was supposed to be Rachel originally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then people loved Gabby.
Gabby's so much more interesting to me.
But Rachel is like the type of woman they choose more.
She's a classic bachelorette, yeah.
All right, here we go. You guys ready for Tweet of the Week?
Yes.
So you're going to win a sleep crown. If you win you have your sleep crown.
I do.
You love it.
I do.
Do you sleep with it on your face?
We have two of them. I do one on my face, and I also kind of like...
That's what I do.
They're so soft.
They're so soft. Do you need a sleep crown?
I want something to sleep on my face.
That's not fake Willie Nelson. That's not fake Willie Nelson.
Is that wrong?
No, yeah. No. Yeah. So this thing, it's like a weighted blanket meets like an eye mask, and it's a pillow, and you put it on your face.
I'll take one.
Okay, so the winner, you can get, if you want your own at home, sleepcrown.com/WYATR. We literally do not pay for an ad, but they give them out because they love the pod.
Yeah.
But code champion.
Code champion for $15.
Okay, people were on fire with the tweets this week. There were thousands of good tweets. So there's a lot to narrow it down from.
Well, I hope you did already.
I did. Okay. I have like 12.
No.
You'll there's thousands.
For the rest of all right,
here's Carly at RosePetalCC. I'd bet one sleep crown that Meatball is the first one to suggest a menage a trois. Here we go. Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. Gabby, my mom and I are estranged. Jason, yeah, tennis and I are estranged, so I get that. okay. Then we have, this is from Lamazzi at Drac for Batch. I've never seen a woman so desperately want to get eye fucked by a bunch of doofuses.
That one's really good. So true.
Also, great username, Drac for Batch.
Yes. This is another one, Lamazzi at Drac for Batch. Seeing people get horny over therapy talk is peak millennial. This is Santini35 at Santini35. Serve. So I didn't do well in tennis and it took therapy to fix me. Volley. Yeah, my mom didn't love me at all as a child. this is from Andrea at Andy Say Relax. Rambo to Hayden when he comes back home with his stolen chemo duck. Yeah, I'm going to need to walk you out too.
Stolen chemo duck.
This is from Laura Palmer at Laura Palmer 3. What is the point of filming on a cruise ship if Gabby and Rachel don't leave with henna tattoos, boxer braids, and a 14-year-old boyfriend they met at the Carnival Kids Club? oh my God, this made me laugh. Okay, this is also from Laura Palmer at Laura Palmer 3. Attention, Carnival Cruisers. NFL superstar Jesse Palmer will be doing stand-up tonight in the Starlight Lounge at 10:30 tonight. Things are about to get naughty, spelled N-A-U-T-I.
Naughty.
Things are about to get naughty. This is also from Laura Palmer at Laura Palmer 3. Attention, Carnival Cruisers. Despite rumors, the all-you-can-eat meatball bar has not been moved to the passenger's private stateroom. It is still, in fact, in the Viking Lounge. That made me laugh so much. The all-you-can-eat meatball bar. I think that's really funny. This is also makes me laugh. Teresa Martinez at The Real Teresima. Hayden, can I walk you out? Quote, splash.
Ha 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 ha
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, here's one. Here's the fact that Hayden took Rambo's cancer duck on Bachelorette to use as a sympathy tool instead of leaving it with Rambo says everything you need to know about Hayden. And then there's a photo with the dog with the duck. I can't even. Okay, there were so many more. Okay, this is from Cheyenne Constant. Look at Jesse speaking in French, showing off that he made it out of the league without getting CTE. Good for you, sir. Oh, my God. Okay, final one. There's two more. Kali at Cal Dirty. For the first time in history, Rambo is the one who needs saving from the villain. Okay.
Oh, that's good.
And then there's two more. Okay, that'll be the final two. Right. So, okay, I like Naughty.
I like Splash.
I like the private room for the meatball, all you can eat meatball. What are the two that you like, Wells?
Okay, I think my favorite one was the I fucked by a bunch of doofuses.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I fucked. Okay, all right, you pick one or you pick one.
All right, well, I'm a simple man.
Yeah.
Simple needs.
Yes.
Small, simple fingers.
Yes.
And I am going with Splash.
Okay, great. So here we go. Here are the final two. This is from Lamazzi. Don't worry. There's just a cop helicopter coming for me. Lamazzi at Drac for Batch. I've never seen a woman so desperately want to get eye fucked by a bunch of doofuses. Or Teresa Martinez at The Real Teresima. Hayden, can I walk you out? Splash.
Simple.
Splash or I fuck?
Splash.
Tana.
I'm going to go I fuck.
Katie.
I think Splash.
Okay, you're the tiebreaker.
I have to say, I'm going to go with Lamazzi at Drac for Batch. I've never seen a woman so desperately want to get eye fucked by a bunch of doofuses. Email us your address at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know where to send you your sleep count. Wells Adams, thank you so much for joining us. What would you like to promote?
Okay, I have Best in Dough on Hulu. It's a pizza competition.
That's so fun. Did you have fun doing that?
It was the best work I've ever gotten to do.
Really?
We made 10 episodes in 10 days, and then it was a pizza party every single day. It's really fun.
That's so cool. I hope you get a second season.
I hope so, too.
Everybody watch it so he gets a second season.
September 19th is when it comes out on Hulu.
Okay, so it hasn't come out yet.
No, and then a week later, September 27th, is when Bachelor in Paradise comes out.
Okay. Wow. How is it a regular length?
No. ABC ordered 13 more hours, so it's 6 more episodes than normal.
Okay.
Wait, a paradise?
Yeah, so it's 17 episodes this year.
All right, we're going to New York. We're going to do one in here. We're going to do one here.
Are you doing back-to-back, like Monday and Tuesdays?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll do a live show here. We'll do a live show in New York.
What is it normally? Instead of 17?
Well, it's every year it's gone up, but it was 13 last year. It was 11 the year.
So how many weeks? So wait, how many is 17 now? Total? 20.
I think it's 17 episodes, 33 hours.
Jesus.
Wow.
So that'll be
good for you.
A lot of weeks. All right, we'll do a live show here and a live show in New York. All right, Heitner, what would you like to
promote? Well, I just finished playing Naples, Florida. I'd like to tell you a joke I told down there.
Please.
Naples, Florida, you know, a lot of wealthy retired people.
Sure, great. I love this.
There was two shows. The first show was 7 o'clock. I took the stage and said, what are you people, retired? Which, of course, they are. And then I said, look at you. You're all retired. Your property values are going through the roof. And now with Roe v. Wade, you're finally going to get those grandkids you're waiting for.
Wow.
How'd that go over?
Yeah, how'd that go over?
They laughed hard. Yeah.
I'm sure in Florida.
I opened with it.
So. I'm sure in Florida it was a hit. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, I would like to say that Dr. Banana and I are plowing through Southern Charm. Mm-hmm. It's growing on me. So fun with Brendan. And then you can get your... There's going to be a sale on the Champion merch. If you go on our... Next week, there's going to be a sale. So if you go on rosepodcast.vodka, you could see the link for the TeePublic, all of our Champions. Get the merch. Get the fucking merch. Katie, what would you like to promote?
If you think you could be a better dog owner than Hayden, please go to your local shelter and adopt or foster a dog. If you live in LA, the shelters are still full. Like I'm saying this every week. It's very true. They're incredibly full. desperately seeking adopters or fosters. If you are interested in fostering, go to foster4lifela on Instagram or email foster4lifela@gmail.com. And that's F-O-R.
Cool.
And we're going to be having TikToks on my TikTok, Art of Marine Official. We have cameras now. So we're not going to put the whole episode up. We're not that thirsty. No. We're not losers.
Some fun clips.
There's going to be some fun clips. Thank you, iHeart, for getting us cameras. We appreciate it. Thanks for being the guinea pig. You guys,
I'm sure I'm not shiny.
No, you look great. You wear a lot of pancake makeup.
I do. I sure do. Gotta cover the pockmarks.
And until next week, I'll be coming from Rhode Island next week with Brian Safi. We'll be talking about going to the dump.
Ding dong.
Yes.
And we'll be a couple at the golf club. All right. Sure. Until then. Until next time. My name is Arden Marine. Goodbye.
Bye.
Jimmy Crackhorn.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. Just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.